The roughly 6-foot-wide skull sat decomposing on Pickering Beach for about a year before Delaware Museum of Natural History staff pressure washed it, then drove it and a few other bones up to the Greenville Area Museum. Several arm bones and vertebrae now sit in a museum freezer, and the skull and one jawbone are being stored in a shed the museum bought just for the specimen. Staff now turn to the task of cleaning the bones of any last bits of flesh and oil or insects. Director of Collections, Dr. Gene Woods.
The two general ways you can do that is you can freeze it, but we don't have a freezer big enough to do that here, or you can submerge the whole thing in water, and we don't have a pool at the museum, so we're still working on how best to get that done.
She says it will likely be 1 to 2 years before the bones are ready for display.
Nobody here has ever prepared a whale.
The museum is also awaiting a report from the Marine Education, Research, and Rehabilitation Institute, which could reveal the sex and age of the whale, as well as its cause of death. The whale appears to have died in what has been called an unusual mortality event for humpbacks along the East Coast beginning in 2016. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.